He was telling about 2,000 really frenzied fans that he would make their life much better, bring in tax cuts for the middle-income worker and produce millions of jobs. He also promised to discourage what's called outsourcing, the export of plants and jobs abroad by American business. This is a very sensitive subject in Michigan, where thousands of jobs have gone overseas. And when John Kerry is speaking, George Bush, I think unfairly, gets the blame.
Not only has he watched while the manufacturing base of Michigan, while the jobs that matter to Americans have gone overseas, he actually takes money out of your pocket, your taxes, and he rewards the companies that go overseas and gives them an encouragement. Let me tell you, when I'm in there, it's going to take me about a nanosecond to send that back to Congress, and we're going to close that loophole. And we're going to invest. We're going to invest in the companies, and we're going to reward the companies that create the jobs and keep the jobs right here in the United States of America.
Well, those words from John Kerry do worry the rest of the world. And of course, most American companies rely on outsourcing. So there are concerns that he would be a protectionist president. Sally, do you think that's going to be the case?
Well, it actually is losing him some of Bill Clinton's former supporters in the high-tech industries in particular. They make use of skills in places like India. And of course, these are successful exporters. So the trade agreements, which John Kerry says he'll renegotiate, if they hit particular industries, actually help other industries. So these business people want to be sure a balance is struck in the White House if there is a President Kerry. Of course, an awful lot of this is rhetoric, and things could be very different if there is a new president.
Sally Hardcastle reporting.